Thank you, Father. We step through the living door today. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are with us. That you've come to dwell with us. You abide both in us and with us in the atmosphere of our life, tuning our frequency into the realm of the Spirit. Today we step through the door. We step in. The living doorway, the way, the truth, and the life. We step through the veil, stepping our feet upon the carpet of red, I step down, knowing the foundations is the blood that purchased me, that washed me, that justified me. And today I am abundantly pardoned. I come to your throne to surrender spirit, soul, body, will. We surrender our will to follow you now. You grant us the grace, the dunamis, and the light to follow you today. We step in to the standing of your righteousness, the right standing, the robe made of white, found in you, not having our own righteousness, found in you, not having our own wisdom, found in you, not having our own strength. There you are. As you are, exceeding great shield that encompasses us today, that we are holy and without blame before you in love. And today we move in the kingdom, in your standing now. The free gift of righteousness, the righteousness of God, which is of faith. We stand here with you and in you by faith. I want you to see with the eye of your heart for a moment, like the train of his robe that fills the temple. And I want you to step inside of his robe, of his glorious light. You to see and feel him surrounding you. I want you to feel that you're encompassed into him now. You are a strong tower. Feel that you're hidden away in the pavilion of grace. That you're hidden away in Christ. You'll feel that union. You'll feel that oneness. You'll feel covered. You'll feel right. You'll feel the right standing. Today we step into the garden for a moment. As you were so beautiful this morning, you're always really standing so resolute. Father's perfection of grace. There's no weight here. There's no toil. There's no anxiety here. Today, step in to the peace. Tranquility. The rest. The glory. Whew. You encompass us today, crowning our mind, clothing us with the yoke that's easy and the burden that is light. I see you, so full of grace, so absolutely consecrated, so pure, emanating pure grace, emanating rest, emanating tranquility, emanating the peace that surpasses all understanding. You invite me into where you are. I stand in where you are today, in the midst of your grace, as you surround me fully. All the grace that is in you is in me. All the rest that is in you is in me. My body relinquishing toil, heaviness, and anxiety. My soul relinquishing anxiety. My soul coming to perfect rest. My thoughts, my mind being harmonized to the quietness and the stillness of this beautiful grace. Thank you for always being. Thank you for all the times you've lifted burdens from me in this garden. Thank you for all the times you received me and helped me. Thank you for this precious gift. Thank you for helping us today as you lift us up into the Father of Lights. We are raised up together with you now, following you into where I am, following you into the room that you have created us in the Father of Lights, to the place good morning, Father. We're all here. We've come as sons, daughters. We come to be embraced, to be held, to be clothed in the assurance, to be clothed in confidence, to be clothed in security, to be upheld by you, Father, to be raised far above the world and its systems. You are our exceeding great and precious shield. You give grace and glory today, and all of the essence that come out from you today, we do fully receive. Light, life, glory, grace, love, the encompassing love, the Father of Lights, every good gift and every perfect gift coming out from you. Father, I'm asking today as we step into that arena of joint heirship, in the arena of those things that are to come, that you would open the veil in a mighty way. You've already set an open door for us to enter into these things, that you would open our eyes and grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you would flood the eyes of our heart with that arena of those things that are to come, the book, the plan, the purpose, the destiny, the living will that you planned before we were ever born. I don't know how you do it. You created a whole life. All our members are in the pages of your book. Your thoughts toward us are more glorious than the sand of the sea, more innumerable than the stars of the heaven. The multitude of your thoughts towards us. A purpose and a plan and a destiny in the earth to rule, to reign, to overcome and live a full, glorious, blessed life. Not only here with you, but you with us and the earth and your plan and your purposes. Manifesting the unseen God to the world. Today we give our spirit to you, Father. We give our heart to you. To follow you now, Lord, on into the arena of the joint heirship. We follow you into the crown. We follow you in to be clothed in glory and honor. We are honored here. You honoreth us, Father. We're honored here. We're part of a royal priesthood. We are royalty. I want you to put your hand on your heart. Say, I am royalty, born into royalty. Say it again. I am royalty. I want you to see royal robes coming out. I want you to feel like you're being clothed with royal. I want you to feel honor. You came out from a world that dishonors. The kingdom does not dishonor you. You are honored here. You are an heir here. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood called out from the darkness into his marvelous light. You giveth unto our head the ornament of grace, the crown of glory. We receive the seven spirits of God today to rule and reign. We receive both the wisdom and the dominion, the authority, the exousia authority. We receive the seven inheritances. We receive the mighty angelic army that accompanies the crown. The armed forces of heaven that accompany the crown for the last days. I see them coming out from the doorways, encompassing one circle after another, after another, after another, ministering flames of fire, creating a type of swirling wind around us. I see that we're in the eye of a glorious, heavenly, swirling wind, the ministering flames of fire that are with us, that go in front of us. You send the hornets in front of us. You send them on into our premises. Today we are clothed, and now we're ready for dominion, Father. We want to step out into our fields. We want to step into the promises. We want to step into the living, finished realm. We have brought your words with us. We have brought your promises with us. They're in our heart, the word of the Lord that is in our bowl. We're bringing our bowl and to dwell with you now, Father, in the realm that is to come. You are he that is to come, the Omega jurisdiction, the unlimited realm of the glory. As your cloud overshadows in the same way it did Peter, James, and John, we're lifted up from the present realm and move through time into the realm of your promise, the finished day, the finished work, the living reality. I ask you now to clothe us with your thoughts towards us that are more numerous than the sand of the sea. As you clothe, we brought this word to you, Father, this word of promise. And I want you to hold your promise up into the Father. You've sent this to us in the realm of the earth as an invitation to come. We want to be clothed now. We want this promise to be clothed in the full creative thoughts. The full creative thoughts of this day. The book that you have written concerning this chapter of our life, concerning this season, concerning this particular promise, the creative day that you clothe us as we step into this today, both with our words, with our eye of our heart. We step in, we ask you to flood our bowl with dunamis. That you join dunamis creative power with this word. And now as we step in, I want you to step in for the next 5 minutes or so. I want you to start saying what you see in the realm of your promise. If you have one image, then say it and agree with it. Speak it under your breath, but agree with it. Father, I see that you have given is the approach. Not give, but have given. You're moving into the finished realm. Go to that finish line. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What's in that day? What did he say to you? Release your mouth. Release your faith. Your focus. Keep your eye on that day and begin to say it. And as you're saying it, see yourself move to that day and out from this day and get clothed in the essence of that day and the authority of that day and the joy of that day. Now I'm going to go do mine for a little bit while you do yours, but stay focused. I want to hear your mouth rolling. Just step in by faith. Step in and see. And keep saying it. Keep your mouth rolling at what you see. And feel yourself in the Father being clothed in that finished day. I'll be back with you in about a short time. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. To hear you whispering. I need to hear you moving your mouth. You don't have to say it loud, but it needs to be like a rumbling whisper in this house today. Let it release your desire of your heart. What is it you want from him? See yourself in that realm. Let him translate you now into the realm of light. See it. Release into it. It's going to be a glorious release now, but you got to step in. walk out there with him. Go further. Let it release, Father, that sanctified imaginations of the heart built from your word with the foundations of your promise releasing. Open the treasure chest. Open the book. I see a book opening as numerous thoughts are coming out. Someone just turned a page and light is breaking forth now. You're seeing. Now say it. Father, I see you have given. See yourself as this person. It's going to challenge you. You're looking at your future overcomer image. We agree with it. I see pages turning in books now. As God is opening the realm. Father, opening the door, the grace to open the realm now. The grace train is coming through today. You're opening the realm now. Opening the book, thoughts and numerous thoughts. Some of you are seeing yourself in a position of ministry you've never been in before. Some of you are seeing yourself in a position of business you've never in before. Some of you are seeing yourself in a relationship you've never been in before. A marriage. I see a marriage in this house. There's a marriage. Some of you are moving into realms now. Your thoughts toward is a more numerous. I'm going to say what he tells me to see. I'm going to say what he's asking me to see right now. There's a marriage. Don't lock into a person, but to image. An image. A God-ordained image. Your wife now shall be a fruitful vine by the sides of your house, and your children shall be olive plants around about your table. Your land shall now be called Beulah. Beulah land now. And you shall be termed Hephzibah. For your land shall be married now, and you shall delight in her. For you have a plan of good and not evil. To give unto me the desired end. And now I'm doing this for somebody. I'm seeing it. I see the joining of the Spirit now. That your angels now have been sent out to join. That which is joined together in the Spirit. The joining. I see a glorious day. A new day. A new day. I'm speaking in the stead of the person. I'm not alone. I'm no longer alone. You've joined me now, Father. I see. And I see your wedding day. And then you can move a little beyond that if you want. If he's showing it to you, he's certainly showing it to me. I can see your book right now. I can call your name, but I won't. Kiriaras. God's let me look at your book. Father, I just lived on an eyes wedding. A new wedding. We've come out from the fires. We come out from the Jordan. The man of the wilderness is dead. The old man is dead. We've been circumcised from Egypt and circumcised. I no longer carry the image of the wilderness. It's a promised land with a promised land wedding. And I see Anna standing on that glorious staircase, clothed in white. I see her clothed in the glory as you are the Father that giveth her away. And she steps out from your glory. And the angels ascending both staircases. And she descends down the right side of that staircase. The glory with the song Eternity playing. I see her, a bride, made in your image, Lord. and I am there receiving her. We are new. You've made all things new. The dew of youth is upon us. The blessing of Abraham and Sarah is upon us as you turned our bodies back into the time of life. It is like one order died and a new order is beginning. A new marriage, a new birth, a new glory, a new grace. There's joy, there's light. Everything is full of light now. The darkness is past. There's abundance everywhere. It's a new mantle coming upon our marriage. A new mantle where we are heirs together of the grace of life, speaking out the wisdom of the Father's ministry to the earth, called to represent the Father into the earth. I see, Father, you opening the multiple doors, the brand new mantle, the kingly mantle, the apostolic kingly mantle is resting upon us now. And you are with us in the earth. And this message is moving out to the nations now under full demonstration. Under the full mantle of demonstration. As you are with us now to ordain the mountain. You have appeared to us to ordain the mountain, to ordain the mantle, that even this house now is moving out from a wilderness mentality into a full apostolic prototype church of the Philadelphia, with the glory of God resting, people moving now into full age, joint heirship, being clothed in the promises and the destiny of the Father. The Lord's appearing to many in the house, preparing the mantles to move out into the earth, to bring the Father's mountain out into the earth and throughout the world. And in blessing, you bless us. And in multiplying, Father, you multiply us. As far as the east is from the west, you multiply this incredible inheritance out from our belly floweth the rivers. And I'm going to just step back in to this arena, this realm. Today we step back in to this glorious realm. I step through the door that I came through. Father, you're with me. Your plan is in me. The oil is in me. The dunamis. Your creative thoughts are in my bowl. Your word has been clothed with the creative thoughts of heaven itself. I'm carrying the creative day of light that I have both seen and encountered on multiple occasions. Anna and I have come out through the door, and we're standing in this day of 27th of October. In the glory of this day, we've come out from the realm that is good. We've come out from the realm that is beautiful, that's full of the fragrance of heaven. It's full of the love and the joy and the blessed light that we have seen in this realm that's with us in our spirit. Father, I carry the substance of this day, and I stand down into the earth this October 27th. I stand here into the earth. I stand here in this day. I stand in this day. I have the creative realm in my heart. I have that living substance. I have the evidence, invisible to the world, but not to me. The essence of this creative day is in my spirit. It is the day, Lord, now that you maketh. as I have brought this treasure down, I am not qualified to manifest this into the earth. This is your glory, Lord. It is your glory to create. It is your glory to manifest. It is your glory to do. You will do it. You will do it. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. For today, I acknowledge you as I stand in the arena of the earth as my rewarder. I do loose from my spirit this heavenly treasure. I do loose it into the earth, entrusting it to you and the reaper angels that have gathered. I entrust the inheritance, for the doing thereof belongeth to the Lord of hosts. I entrust it to you today as the author and the finisher to bring it across the finish line. I entrust it to you today, the you that began the good work, to bring it to the completion. I entrust it this day as you are the creator maker, and this is a new day both for On and I, the Father's house. It's a new day in the earth that you create, full of creativity, full of dunamis, full of the blessing, full of the glory, full of joy. The day that our joy is made full to see the kingdom, the invisible kingdom, manifesting into the earth, to see the mountain giving up its great treasure. Out from our belly floweth the river of living waters into the earth. The oil flowing out from the bowl into the earth for manifestation and the materialization of the invisible kingdom. Let there be light and demonstration, for you are the God. You are the performer, Lord, and you will hasten the word now to perform it. The word will now be clothed in the realm of the material, manifested before the eyes of humanity, manifested. Nandures arare mande, against hope we have believed in hope, staggering no more at your promises, strong in faith, giving glory to you that what you have promised, we are now fully persuaded you will perform the day of light in front of the world. You will perform it as a demonstration of the crown. You will perform the day of light into the earth. Today I judge you faithful, as this mounting is completing its first birth. I judge you faith, considering not the deadness of my womb, of past births gone wrong. It's a day of fruitfulness. You've healed the barren land. I am not that barren man anymore. It is a day of fruitfulness. Increase, multiplication. It's the day and the hour of the crown, and it is in an at hand position into the earth. I do loose the substance, I do release the right to you, Lord, the Creator. I loose and give you the pearl, I hand you the pearl, Lord. I relinquish. I let it and release it into your jurisdiction. I release it into your authority. I cannot manifest these things. This is where my work is over and yours begins. You will do it. You're the doer. It shall be done. You stand here at the finish line to complete what you began a long time ago. It is who you are, the rewarder. It is who you are, the maker. It is who you are, the doer. It is who you are, the finisher. It is who you are, the completer. It is who you are, the performer. It is who you are, Christ the faithful. And I judge you faithful today. I will never let go. I will never stop until the day that you openly manifest this into the earth. You will reward us openly in the jurisdiction of the earth. Openly, what is done in secret, what was done in the secret place of the Father's heart, will openly manifest to give all glory to you, to give all glory to the Father, and prepare the way of the white horse, to prepare the way of the dispensation of the crown. It's a glorious day indeed. The white horse doeth valiantly. Send forth the glorious angels, the reapers. Send them forth now. For the sower has gone ahead of the reapers. I've brought it back for the reapers now. Whoo! Let there be the first day of light. Let there be the manifestation of this day into the earth. All that we have seen, all that we have encountered, all that's been perambulated, all that's been written, not one ounce of it will fail to manifest into the earth. It's a day you maketh, Lord. And I know you now as the rewarder. We give you glory. The witness is even here, hearing the culmination of your mouth. Every one of them will soon bring forth treasures out. Pearls, whole seasons out from the Father. This is your glory, Lord. This is what you do. You created the earth with the very substance that's in our belly right now. You created the earth with this glorious substance of dunamis, faith, the creative thoughts of the Father, and the Word manifesting into the earth. I entrust it to you and the mighty seven spirits of God, and give you all the glory and all the praise forever and ever and ever and ever. Whew. Amen to this day. Amen. Whew. Amen to this day. Amen. Amen to this day. Amen to the day of light. Amen to it is finished. Amen that it is done. Amen. First birth. First birth. First birth. First fruits. First fruits. First fruits. First birth. Let there be light. Let there be a new glorious lamp in the earth, a new day where joy is made full, the manifestation of promises clothed in promised completion, clothed in the finish line, the joy of finishing what was begun, the joy of finishing strong. I'm not broken, Lord. I'm finishing strong. Not weak, but strong in you and the power of your might. Finishing strong in faith, giving glory to you that what you promise you will perform. Strong in you and the power of your might. For you are the performer, and I boldly decree it into the earth. Out from my belly floweth rivers of generational inheritance. Rivers coming out from the Father of lights. The mountain is now giving forth its treasure. all the glory and all the honor to you. Amen and amen. This song today, some of you are getting it, you're feeling it. I want that blessing. I want you, when she says my 1,000 generations favor for 1,000, I want you to wear that. I want you to stand and wear it. Step into a boldness and just for this song, wear it, decree it, see it and say it. See it coming over you. See it as who you are. See it in your generation. See it in your seed. See it come over your family. Lord, light breaking forth.
And keep you. Make his face shine upon you. And be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you. And keep. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Turn towards us today. Your ears open to our prayer today.